The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. Enjoy Halloween season with this month's spellbinding October J Top 10 countdown. Though we can't promise yokai, ghouls, and ghosts, we can offer some enchanting treats by the likes of Aimyon, Kenji Yonezu, and Perfume, as well as J Top 10 Indie Spotlight Hyper Confidence. No tricks here, that's a promise. We are about to hit our 300th episode in our next episode. If you would like to participate in our milestone episode, give us a shout out and or a song request. Visit our website at jtop10.jp to find out how. Let's get the ball rolling at number 10, dropping one spot. It's Miwa with the song Reboot.
Number 10.
This is her 25th single. It's the theme for the TBS Friday night drama Nagi no Ohima. Miwa began writing songs at 15. Her high school had a ban on students having part-time jobs. Despite this, she secretly worked, eventually using her savings to buy quintessential Gibson acoustic guitar. We have a new song at number 9. It's from Sayaka Yamamoto. The song is Toge.
Number 9.
Sayaka Yamamoto is a singer-songwriter and former member of the female idol group NMB48 and AKB48. Toge, or Thorn, is Sayaka Yamamoto's second single released under Universal Music after her debut single Ichi Rinso in 2019. Tetsuya Amano, the drummer from CrossFaith, participated in recording the tracks. Her third single, Tsui Oku no Hikari, is due for release this November 20th. If you ever thought of applying to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast, see our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details on what positions we have available. We now provide monetary rewards to staff who fulfill seniority requirements and demonstrate exemplary performance. At number 8, we have another new song. This one is from Blue and Count, and the song is Bad Paradox.
Number 8.
Thank you.
Korean Count is a four-piece rock band formed in 2004. Bad Paradox is the band's first in 10 months, since their previous release, Freedom. It's also the second opening for the anime Banana Fish. Bad Paradox is also the theme song for the NTV's Saturday drama Boisu Hyakuju Kinkyu Shireisutsu, or the Voice 110 Emergency Command Room. The limited edition of the single includes a cover of Shina Ringo's song, Gibbs. This is the first time that Blue & Count have put a cover song on a single. At number 7, we have another new song. This time, it's from Arashi with the song Brave.
Number 7.
We gotta rock the wall now. Hey, we gonna rock the wall. We gonna change the wall now. Yeah, gonna change the wall.
We gotta change the world.
Arashi or Storm is a 5-member male idol group formed in 1999 under the Johnny and Associates Talent Agency. Their name is supposed to represent causing storms all over the world. As for the song Brave, it's Arashi's 57th single. It's also been used as the Nippon TV Rugby 2019 song. On January 27, 2019, the group announced on their official fan club website that they will cease all group activities on December 31, 2020. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find all the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. At number 6, we have another new song, this time from Spitz, with their song Arigato-san.
Number 6.
Spitz is a rock band formed in 1987 by four art school students in Tokyo, consisting of Masamune Kusano, lead vocals and rhythm guitar, Tetsuya Miwa, lead guitar, Akihiro Tamura, bass guitar, and Tatsuo Sakiyama, drums. They have maintained a jangly pop rock style of music. They are also noted for melodic compositions and clear high-pitched vocals by the group's chief singer-songwriter Kusano. Arigato-san music video sees the members perform in a crowded apartment room. Director Daisuke Kitayama commented that the idea for the video came from the band's request to play in a more confined room as well as nostalgic memories of the Showa era. At number 5, we have a new song, Challenger, from Perfume.
Number 5.
This new song is included on Perfume's best album, Perfume The Best P-Cubed, which was released on September 18th. Perfume's first best album contains remastered versions of 52 previously released songs. It was released to commemorate the 15th anniversary of their major debut. It contains two new songs, Challenger and Na 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 Iro. The new song, Challenger, was actually written about 16 years ago and rearranged for the group's anniversary. The group also challenged their fans to come up with video ideas for the new song as part of a Perfume Worldwide contest. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Reka, by sending her an email at reka@jtop10.jp along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. And yet, another new song at number 4, it's from Macaroni and Pitsu with the song Young Adult.
Number 4.
Yeah.
Young Adult is from the group's fifth mini album, Season, released on September 11th. The music video was directed by Kosuke Yokota. They formed in 2012 in Kanagawa Prefecture after entering Senzoku Gakuen College of Music. Their first live was held at the university's campus event. Guitar and vocals Hattori writes most of the music. The bass player Kenya Takano, or popularly known as Kenken, is so fond of anime that they say it's faster to ask this guy than to search for anime. The band has added additional dates to their tour, Makurokutsua Volume 8, Oro Shizu Nenchu Mukyu de Sutei Wizu Yuhen. The tour final will be the performance of Mainavi Blitz Akasaka, which will be the band's biggest to date on Sunday, January 12, 2020. At number 3, another new song by Aimeon. It's Sora no Aosa o Shiru Hito yo.
Number 3.
This is Aimeon's 9th single, and it's written for the animated film Her Blue Sky, or the Japanese title Sora no Ao sa wo Shirohito yo, or literally meaning to those who know the blueness of the sky. It is a Japanese animated film produced by Cloverworks, directed by Tatsuyuki Nagai, and written by Mari Okada with Masayoshi Tanaka. Aimeon has released her first Nippon Budokan singing one-man live, entitled Aimeon Budokan 1995, held on February 18, 2019 on DVD and Blu-ray. Limited edition versions come with a special booklet which has 56 pages full color and 18 songs including Marigold and 1995 performed with acoustic guitar on the center stage surrounded by 360-degree audience. Join our Patreon Donors Club. If you want to enjoy some extra songs on this episode, check out the program. Starting at just $1 a month, visit our website at jtop10.jp/club for more details. And dropping one spot to number 2, it's Official Hige Dandism with their song Shukumei.
Number 2.
Sukumei ってやつを燃やして暴れ出す 素敵じゃなくていい、美しくなくていい、生きがいってやつが光輝くから、切れないバッテリー、魂の限り、宿命ってやつを燃やして暴れ出すだけなんだ。
Official Hige Dandism first major album, Traveler, is released on October 9. The group will be taking the album out on a nationwide tour starting October 26, embarking on an arena tour in March 2020. Official Hige Dandism set a new record with 21,835,778 total streams in 1 week with just 11 songs, beating Aimeon's previous record of 20,282,796 total streams, but with 17 songs. So you could say that they're kind of popular right now. And finally, we arrive at our number one song. It's from Kenshi Yonezu with Uma to Shika.
Number one.
Yugande kizu darake no haru masui mo二に歩いた体の奥底で響く生き足りないと強くまだ味わうさ噛み終えたガムの味冷めきれないままの心で一つ一つなくした果てにようやく残ったもの、これが愛じゃなければ何と呼ぶのか僕は知らなかった、呼べよ花の名前をただ一つだけ、呼吸が止まる痛みは消えないままでいい、疲れたその目で何を言う、傷跡隠して歩いた、そのくせ影をばらまいた、気づいて欲しかった、まだ歩けるか噛みしめた砂の味、夜露で濡れた芝生の上、流行る胸に尋ねる言葉、終わるにはまだ早いだろう、誰も悲しまぬように微笑むことがうまくできなかった、一つただ一つでいい、守れるだけで奪えない痛み。 これが愛じゃなければ何と呼ぶのか僕は知らなかった。呼べよ恐れるままに花の名前を、君じゃなきゃダメだと。花咲きが触れる呼吸が止まる痛みは消えないままでいい。あまりにくだらない願いが消えない。
Kenchi Yonezu is collaborating with Hard Rock Cafe in celebration of the Rugby World Cup being held in Japan from October 5th, Saturday until November 2nd, Saturday. Uma to Shika music video will be screened at Hard Rock Cafe, where live viewing of the Rugby World Cup is held. A horse and deer coaster is also available on a first-come, first-served basis, as well as collaboration cocktails. A refreshing cocktail based on Japanese sake with a mix of Cointreau and lime juice. Non-alcoholic cocktails are also available. And that's it for our top 10 songs. We now move to our indie spotlight. For this episode, we have Hyper Confidence with the song Big in Japan. This song is from a music producer from Sydney, Australia, and it's a 130 BPM dance track with fast and high energy. The track includes some interesting samples to have this Japanese flavor. According to Hyper Confidence, "I've always tried crazy things and I'm amazed I'm alive." Hence, Hyper Confidence. "I've always loved how music crosses boundaries, have collaborated on tracks with other musicians and vocalists from around the world." And that's it for the show. Are you ready for our 300th episode? We've got some old staff joining us along with our current ones to bring you a giant episode celebrating our 300th episode milestone. They will meet you in 2 weeks from now. This has been your host, Kirby, and I will see you again next time. Japan.